What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled The Dangers of Mud Sharks. Now, for those of you guys out there who don't know what a mud shark is a non-black woman, primarily white woman, who sleep around with black guys. Now, I've said it before in my past videos, there's nothing wrong with a white woman who sleep with a black man if she's genuinely attracted to him and he is a decent human being. But I've been beginning to see more and more and more of white women going out with dusties, or what Donovan Sharp would refer to as niggas. So according to Donovan Sharp, niggas are these guys who they smoke weed, they're on welfare, they work at Popeyes, you know, they're always trying to like rob or buy, you know, Nike Jordans, their pants are below their ankle, they're packing heat at all times. So these are pretty much degenerates, and a lot of these, a good portion of white women are seeking out these type of filthy human beings. And I've been thinking about this more and more and more because this is becoming more of an epidemic. Now, the dusties, they are not attractive people. When I say they're not attractive people, they're not Tyrones, okay? These aren't guys who are, these are not, yeah, sure, they're tall, yeah, sure, most of them are at least 5'11", 6 feet, but they're not good looking people. They're not like Tyrones where you're like, oh my God, he's hot. No. So I've been thinking about this long and hard, and I think what's happening is that the women are actually attracted to the dangers that this dusty or niggas, like Donovan Sharp would call them, what they represent. I don't think they are attracted to the guy himself. Now, I'm going to give you a good example of this. Starring myself, you know, a couple of month ago, I was at the Beta Male Cafe working on MGTOW TV. I usually go between the Beta Male Cafe and the pub. You know, the pub is open until 2 in the morning. The Beta Male Cafe is open until 10 in the morning. So depending on what I feel like, I might go to the Beta Male Cafe, I might go to the pub. I usually choose one or the other. I don't go to both of them at the same time because I'll end up wasting 10 bucks. You know, this one is $5. This one is $5. So, you know, I've been going to the pub recently because the pub, again, is open until 2 in the morning. Not to mention they're right next to the river. So after I'm done with the pub, I can head over to the river and do some night fishing. So anyways, at the Beta Male Cafe a couple of weeks, or no, it's more of a couple of months ago, this cute, she was, at least from what I heard, she was like half Native American, half white. So she comes up to me, she starts chatting up with me, and then she wanted to know what I do, and I tell her, you know, I'm a software engineer, I write computer code. And she's like, oh, I thought you were like a kickboxer or an SFC fighter, or, you know, UFC fighter, you know. And needless to say, guys, that was the end of it. This girl, she went from totally liking me to totally losing interest in me the second she found out I wrote computer programs. And I've been thinking about that, and I'm like, wait a second. Was she attracted to me, or was she attracted to the fact, as a big brown guy, I might be a low IQ brute? And I think I found out why, guys. I think I found out why non-white women are attracted to degenerate black men. It's because of the stereotype that these black men might actually be dumb brutes. And you see, guys, not to get spiritual on you, there's something in Islam called Maradun al-Alb, okay? Maradun al-Alb means, in Arabic to English, it translates to a disease of the heart. In fact, God in the Quran says, if you have a disease of the heart, God will only increase that disease. In other words, you are a piece of shit person, and God is going to keep on increasing that disease until you totally and wholly become a piece of shit person. That way other people stay the F away from you. So a lot of women out there, guys, Islam tells us women are spiritually incompetent. In fact, we all know the only reason we are suffering in this planet, it's because Eve trusted Satan over her husband. Actually, not just over her husband, but she trusted Satan over God, and she ate the apple, and bada bing, bada boom, this is why we are suffering, struggling, and sacrificing on this planet, and not kicking it up in heaven with God himself. It's all because of a woman. So I've said it before, and I've said it again in my past videos, guys. Women are inherently satanic. Everything a woman does is based in Satanism. So when a woman goes out with a dusty or a nigga, like Donovan Sharp would call him, it's because she's not physically attracted to him. She is attracted to the evil that he represents. And let's get something out in the open, guys. There's nothing more a mud shark hates than decent black guys, okay? To a mud shark, a decent black guy is a square. There's nothing more she hates than a decent black guy, because she believes that the black guy should be walking around, packing heat, murdering people, you know, going... See, this is why a lot of these black guys, they beat up people, they murder people, they steal from people, they do drugs. It's not because they want to. This is what you guys out there need to understand. A lot of black men who murder, who steal, who do drugs, sell drugs, shit like that, it's not so much because that's what they want. It's because that's what the woman want. And Black Ram 313, God bless his soul, he talks about that all the time on his in his videos. The succubus, you know, and the succubus for the, you know, I never knew the word succubus until I actually watched one of Black Ram 313's videos. I never knew that the word succubus existed. The succubus is a woman whose soul is betaken by an evil spirit. And yes, in Islam there are evil spirits, but unlike in Christianity, the evil spirits, you know, they just don't take your body over just because. You actually have to invite them in to take over, for them to take over your body. So it's not like you're a good person and all of a sudden a jinn comes in, takes over your body, and now you're a piece of shit person. No, you're a piece of shit person, and now you're happy that you let an evil demonic entity take over your body. Now, for those of you guys out there who are skeptical, this is why women who have borderline personality, like Amber Heard, this is why they act so well, yet every now and then you can see the demonic presence in them. The Life of Times of Shane's, he just uploaded a video of Amber Heard testifying, and she was crying, and then you saw a glimmer of laughing in her face. And this is how you know you are dealing with a woman who is demonically possessed. You guys need to understand, when a evil demon, when a jinn takes over a woman's body, that woman is unstoppable. This is why Amber Heard can lie like that with no remorse, because her body has been taken over by an evil jinn. Trust and believe that Amber Heard is still a piece of shit person. Do you guys know how in religion God says, if you are a good person, you believe in me, I'll aid you with the Holy Spirit? As a Muslim, you know that. As a Christian, as a Jew, you all know that if you are a good person, your heart is in the right place, you are a man of God, God will aid you with the Holy Spirit. This is something I strive for, and we all should strive for. Well, God does the same thing with Satan, you guys need to understand something very important. God and Satan are not enemies, okay? One's bad cop, one's good cop. You know, God said to Satan, when God ordered Satan to bow down to Adam, and Satan said, hell no, God said to Satan, you're going to go to Jahannam. And Satan said, give me reprieve until the end of time. And I guarantee you, with the exception of your staunchest supporters, I'm going to take everybody down to hell with me. And God said, game on. Now, the best way to take down a man is through a woman. You know, Kevin Samuel, you know, God bless his soul. Kevin Samuels died because of a woman. Jimi Hendrix died because of a woman. Do you guys notice that a lot of great men die simply because of bad women? Think about that for a second, right? So, God damn, the wind is, whew. Holy shit, 35 mile an hour gust winds. Tonight will be fun at the river. Anyways, going back to the video, this video is not about fishing and rivers and wind. The point that I wanted to tell you guys is that a lot of women out there, demonic spirits are taking their bodies over, not because that's how the demons roll, but because the woman wants those demons in, you know. Just like I, Amar Mitwali, would like the Holy Spirit to take my body over. For example, let's imagine you give a speech. You know what? When I do this video, I hope to God the Holy Spirit takes over my body so this video can come out really good, right? So when Amber Heard goes up and testifies, she's hoping an evil demon will take over her body so she can fucking wreck Johnny Depp's life. That's how it is. So you guys out there, if you know that God will aid you with the Holy Spirit, if you are a true believer in God and your heart is in the right place and you're actually putting in the effort, none of that, you know, I'm gonna go singing this, ooh, ooh, praise Jesus, Allahu Akbar. No, you actually have to put in the motherfucking work so God can aid you with the Holy Spirit. Well, the opposite is true. God will aid you with an evil shaitan, with an evil demon, if your heart is in the wrong place, okay? A lot of women, guys, are going down that path, and that's why they choose to go out with dusties, because dusties represent evil shit. A lot of women out there, they're into alcohol, they're into drugs. In fact, there was an article that RPM covered a couple of months ago, or even longer, maybe a year ago, that women have officially become more alcoholics than men. And that's true, guys. A lot of them, I see it here all the time, you know. I'm seeing women drinking more than men. I see a woman drinking harder stuff than men. Women truly are embracing a satanic lifestyle, okay? Now, I remember when I was married to the Hojabi back in Egypt, we were going back to our villa. Our villa has a garage, you know, so we can go park inside the garage, right? So some guys, they left their motorcycle right outside our garage. There's no way for me to get in. So I got out of the car and I moved their motorcycles, you know, out of the way so I can park in. So the two guys came over like, hey man, what are you doing? And I spoke to them in Arabic and I'm like, this is my villa. You guys are parked in front of my garage. I'm just moving your garage. Now, this could have been a fight, but you know me, guys. I am the Prince of Peace. You know, we actually had a nice conversation. He had a nice scooter. I forgot what it was. And I had back in America, in LA a long time ago, I had a Suzuki Bergman. Guys, if you ever want something that's going to make you feel like a king, but you don't want to get a motorcycle, get yourself a Suzuki Bergman 650cc. I've also heard that the Yamaha Majesty is just as good. So Suzuki or Yamaha 650cc scooter, guys, you don't need a motorcycle. Unless, of course, you're into motorcycles. I'm not. Anyway, going back to the point of the video. So I made peace with the guys who parked their scooter or motorcycle in front of my garage. And when I went into the car, the axe was like, you should have kicked their ass. What the fuck, bitch? What the fuck? You know, this just goes to show you guys that a lot of these women out there, they want evil, okay? They want to have that. They just want, they want violence. They want drugs. They want alcohol, okay? I remember my ex was like, hey, let's get drunk. It's like, bitch, I've been in America for, well, at the time I was 37 years old. I was like, bitch, I've been in America for 37 years and never once did Americans tell me to get drunk. And yet you are a Muslim woman, you're my wife, and you're telling me let's get wasted? What the fuck? Guys, a lot of these women out there, they're into evil shit. Alcohol, drugs, violence, they're into that shit. And this is why they go out and they seek Dusties, because Dusties represent that lifestyle, okay? They don't care about the Dusty himself. You know, if another Dusty came along and, like, killed him with a gun, guess what? The woman is gonna hop on that other Dusty's cock. That's just how these women operate. So, like I was saying, guys, it's not because the guy is black or he's dusty that women are attracted to him. They're attracted to him because they believe that this guy represents... You see, guys, there's the succubus and the succubi. The succubus is a woman be taken by an evil spirit. A succubi is a man... Okay. Succubus... Succubi is plural of succubus, okay? It's the same thing. Succubus is an evil woman be taken by an evil spirit. Incubus, that's a word. An incubus is an evil man be taken by an evil spirit, okay? So, when a woman has Maradunal Alb, when a woman has a disease of the heart, and she goes and she has an evil spirit inside of her, she's a succubus. So, that succubus wants to hook up with an incubus. So, this is why these women, they go out and they seek black men. They're like, yo, 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 homie, yo, this is my, talk shit to me, I'm gonna hit you in the back of the head. Women love that shit. This is why, you know, you guys heard of that game in New York where black guys would follow you and then they'd hit you in the back of the head. They call it the knockout game. Do you think black men are doing that because this is just the way I am? No, they're doing that because they know that's what bitches want, okay? So the succubus wants the incubus, okay? The evil spirit in a woman wants to hook up with the evil spirit in a man. This is what attracts women to Dusties or niggas, like Donovan Sharp would refer to them, okay? It has nothing to do with the skin color. Again, there's nothing more a mud shark hates than a decent black man, because in their mind, all black men should walk around with guns, smoke weed, pants below their ankles, and shit like that. The truth of the matter is, most black men are decent, good people, and mud sharks hate them for it, you know. Even hijabis are into mud sharks now, believe it or not, okay. I remember a couple of years ago, this was way before Scamarona, I was walking in the Santa Monica Promenade. They have a mall at the Santa it's an outdoor mall at the Santa Monica Promenade. It's on Broadway Boulevard. It's like, what, four levels, I believe? And that's an outdoor mall. It's a nice mall. And up top, they have a cafeteria. They got Cheesecake Factory and other nice restaurants up there. So I was walking up there. And guess who I see? One of my female cousins. Guys, my father had 12 brothers and sisters. We have hundreds of first, second, third cousins, okay? She was my second cousin. They're all U.S. citizens, by the way. You know, the vast majority of my cousins are in Egypt, but I have, like, dozens of cousins here in America, and they're all U.S. citizens. Anyway, my Egyptian cousin, not the guy who ripped me off, this has nothing to do with him. Again, we have hundreds of first, second, and third cousins, okay? So, she was my female cousin. She's younger than me by, like, probably 20 years, maybe a little bit under 20 years. Just like I, Amr Mitwali, moved out to Hollywood, like, 20 years ago to make it as an actor, she pretty much did the same thing. She moved out to L.A., to be an actress. And last I heard, she actually moved to Egypt after Scamorona hit, and now she's acting in like commercials and shit like that. But when I ran into her, she had a Dusty with her, you know. So when she saw me, because when I was walking, you know, I saw her. And then she was like, Amr, hey, Amr, hi. Oh, he's just my friend. He's just my friend. You know, and she came out to greet me and stuff like that. And the Dusty sat at the table like nothing was going on. Now, what my cousin failed to understand is that when I was walking around the food court, I actually saw her with the Dusty before she saw me. They're not friends. Friends with benefits, yeah. They're just not friends. So this just goes to show you guys that even hijabis are into black dudes. And again, it has nothing to do with the skin color. It's that these people want the type of evil. They want the weed, they want the alcohol, they want the violence that supposedly black men represent. And the thing is, these Dusties, they know it, you know? The black Dusty who was hanging out with my cousin, he knows that she's with him for dick, drugs, and alcohol, and violence if need be. Guys, I drove cab in LA for 10 years, okay? I've picked up beautiful white women from the Hollywood Hills. These are women who work in Beverly Hills. You know, they're married. They work. They have clientels who have millions of dollars. And I would pick these women up at like midnight. I would take them over the Hollywood Hills. Then I would take them to like some Dusty's place in the ghettos where she would get dicked out. You know, these women, they want what's haram. They want what's immoral. They want it, and they want it bad. See, the whole point of religion was to keep women in their house chained up so they don't go after the incubus. And again, it has nothing to do with skin color. It's just that black people get the rap of being violent and shit like that because that's how we portray them in the media. Again, the vast majority of black men out there are not like that. And again, most black dudes you see who try to act all gangsta, gold chain, shit like that, they're not like that. That's not who they are. They're just acting like that because that's how you get them bitches, right? You take Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, you know. He tries to act all ghetto and gangster, but that guy is no more. That guy is about as lame as I am, so. But then again, he tries to act like gangster and shit like that, but you know, he's a fellow Hebrew. He ain't no gangster. He ain't no Tyrone, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. He's a lame like me. But that's why he ends up with like 400-pound Shaniquas, Shenanis, Tiandra. Because at that point, they're looking for that, you know, they're looking for that beta male provider. But the point here that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that a lot of these women out there, they have Marden, disease of the heart. Now, the reason why this video is titled The Dangers of Mud Sharks. The problem here, guys, is that these women eventually know, especially when they hit the epiphany age of around 30, which is the wall, they're gonna know that the Dusties are not good for them. That's when they're gonna say, hey, I need to cash in my chips. I need to settle down. That's when these women, they go out and they look for the nice guy, okay? Now, you take my ex, for example. When I met her, she was 25. The bitch was 25, and she was already wrecked. So, imagine a 30-year-old woman. She's probably far gone, right? So, I don't want anybody here to end up with a mud shark. Because, again, it's not the black person who's at fault. The problem here is that these women suffer from Marden el. They suffer from disease of the heart. The problem is the woman. Now, the problem for you and me is when they try to get to you by claiming to be virtuous woman. Now, in the case of my ex, she was like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, but in reality, she made most Western women blush, okay? See, this is what I don't like. I don't like hypocrisy. I don't like people who lie to you, okay? So, how do we know if a woman is a mud shark? Now, Donovan Sharp, everybody has his opinion about Donovan Sharp, but let's be honest, he's probably one of the best people when it comes out to knowing women who exclusively sleep around with Dusty. So how do you know you're dealing with a mud shark? Well, first and foremost, guys, she's always saying, bro, hey, bro, you know, if she's acting all masculine, like, why are you talking to me like that, bro? Get out of my, get stepping, bro. Shit like that. Trust and believe, this is a woman who has been imprinted by Dusties. Run away from her. There is no rehabilitation for a woman like that, okay? So if she's acting all masculine, especially if she's like, bro this, bro that, you're dealing with a mud shark. Now, according to Donovan Sharp, if she's wearing hoop earrings, you know, those big circular earrings, she's a mud shark, okay? So, I'm not a mud shark expert, guys. Probably have to watch Donovan Sharp's videos on that. But you want to stay away from women who have traits of a mud shark, which, again, the most prominent thing here is, hey, bro, why are you talking to me like that, bro? If she's acting all masculine. You know, if a girl is into weed and alcohol, you know, a lot of these women out there, they say 420, 420. Guys, women are not supposed to be into alcohol. They're not supposed to be smoking. They're not supposed to be in weed, okay? My ex, she was a smoker, you know. That to me should have been a major red flag, but I thought to myself, hey, this is Egypt, maybe it's normal over here. You know, here in America, if a woman smokes, sometimes it's okay if a woman smokes here in America. Now, I thought it was the same in Egypt, but yeah, guys, if a woman smokes, stay away from her. That, you know, like a lot of guys in the manosphere said, a woman who smokes, that's probably because it soothes the evil spirit inside of her. So, women who smoke, stay away from them. You know, 420, especially if they say they're all about pot on Tinder, stay away from women like that. If they're heavy drinkers, stay away from that. If they like to go to the club, you know, especially if they got that big booty going on, you know, a lot, you know, thanks to all the guys on MGTOW TV who uploaded videos of, like, white girls who put, like, fake shit in their asses to make it look like they have a big booty. Stay away from those women, guys. They're dangerous for you, man. You guys have to understand, mud sharks, they have that evil spirit, and that evil spirit doesn't go away. Let me say that one more time, guys. The evil spirit does not go away. Again, Zadahum Allah Maradun. God will only increase the disease, okay? If you have a disease of the heart, God will only increase that disease. In other words, people like Amber Heard will never, ever get better. She might get worse, but she will never, ever get better. Alright, guys, so that's my video for today. I hope you guys like, share, comment, subscribe. Again, I cannot stress this enough. The problem is not black men. The problem is not the skin of the color. The problem is that the woman has a disease of the heart, and she thinks that because this guy fits a certain stereotype, that he's going to be prone to violence, alcohol, drugs, and other sorts of evil and degeneracy. All right, guys, I'm going to see you in the next video. Take care. Peace.